Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, we are whooping it up at Vicky's Western Engagement Party. The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show starts right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? I cannot believe we have made it to the season finale of the Housewives of Orange County.
Yes. So crazy. Insane.
It is insane. My name is Shanti Christina. I'm going to be your host tonight, and I could not do it without my delicious host. You can find her on the After Show Evil. It's Carla.
Hi, everyone.
And you can find her on the Bravo After Show Blind Date. She says it's a little risque, Regina.
With the queenly touch, the house with the queenly touch. Thank you, darling.
You guys, we have such a great show tonight. We have news and gossip. We have live chat going on right now. Everything we talk about, we want you to participate, ask questions, say your comments. We're going to shout you out and say hi. We also have our shady moment of the week, so don't forget that.
Plenty.
I mean, there's just so much to go into, so let's get started. So, real quick, I want to know your guys' overall thoughts of the episode, and I want you to rate the season from 1 to 10.
Oh!
Carla, let's start with you.
Oh, my God. Right. It's not nice. I'm going to start off with saying that.
That's okay.
I'm glad it's over, and I'll give it a 3 to be nice.
Oh! That low?
Yeah, I hated it. Oh my God. I swear.
Okay.
Jeez.
It's cold in here.
Whoa. I said it wasn't going to be nice.
Well, I'm going to be nicer for some reason and give it a 5. I'll go in between. But I'll tell you, it was some lulls. It was like,
definitely.
Ooh, flatlining. A lot of times. It was a flatliner, you know.
Live chat, we want to hear your ratings, too.
Yes.
I would love to hear.
Please let us know.
I agree with you, Regina. I'm going to go with a 5 for this season. Wasn't great. Lots of lulls. I agree with you. This episode, just okay for a finale. I thought that the season, we didn't even really know that it was the finale tonight.
No idea.
There was just no buildup, so it just kind of ended.
It was lackluster.
Totally.
Sure.
Yeah. So let's get into our first topic. I want to talk about some of the relationships that we discovered this episode. First, not discovered, but going over. Matt and Gina. She was with Emily packing up her house, and she said, "Matt makes me feel secure. We're going to try it again." Obviously, we knew that that actually ends.
Gonna work.
But did you think that Gina's stronger this time around? Like, do you think that she actually trusts him?
I think she's just in the moment where, like, the person's really, really trying and they're giving it, like, their best.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, like, head in the clouds. But she just is, like, that one friend that comes to you for advice and you watch her cry for months and then she just gets back with him and you're like, why did I even deal with you?
Yeah, I thought Emily brought up a good point. She was like, how much has someone really changed? Like, he's still in L.A. doing whatever he wants. Well, we don't know that, but he disappears for a couple days.
There's an old
right
saying. And remember this, if you haven't heard it before, a leopard doesn't change its spots.
Mm-hmm. You think that, really?
Matt?
Well, I mean, just in general, you know?
When a person, this is another one, and Oprah Winfrey is big on, telling people this saying that came from Maya Angelou, the great writer, that when a person shows you who they are,
believe it.
You heard that.
I like that.
So, I mean, we already know about Matt and domestic abuse.
Yeah.
So, they're back to where they
separated
in the first place for him, you know, domestic violence.
I was listening to another podcast and they brought up a good point. Like, take out the domestic violence for a second. Mm-hmm. We don't know Matt as a viewer. We've never seen him. So it's hard for us to care either way of what's going on because we've never met him, which I think we talked about last week is just rare for a housewife to be on a show and us not to meet their husband. So
I feel like we only know what Gina says, mm-hmm. and then she only says what's, like, most convenient in the moment, I've noticed. Because mm-hmm. when she first came on the show, she was, like, advocating for him not being, like, at home all the time mm-hmm. and being like, everything's fine, we're good, but then it went bad, so she was, like, really wanting people on her side, and now it's good again, so she really wants everyone to think he's great. So I feel like it's just whatever Gina wants to put out there.
Yeah. I just cannot wait to see in the reunion of her reacting to the domestic violence case.
Too.
I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Well, I don't know if they are still reconciled or not, but I think for him, it was like he saw this new woman that was getting her independence, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I mean, she made a lot of blunders throughout the whole season. Mm-hmm. But in spite of that, she was really trying to get back on track with herself. And, you know, then when she met that new guy and started dating him and things were looking brighter for her, then I think he felt like, oh,
like left behind.
Yeah. You're not leaving me behind. Oh. So I'm coming back in the picture because I know you still, you know, love me or whatever. And so he played
his cards right.
Well, he played on her emotions.
Yeah.
You know, he knows when you've been with a person that long, they know your vulnerabilities.
Right.
And they know how to push
totally.
Your buttons.
I think you're absolutely right. Bronwyn and her mom, I don't want to spend too much time because their story is not that interesting, but I think it's weird how she keeps on acting like she has such a strained relationship with her mom, but I don't know. It seems like they're pretty close on TV.
Why do you feel their story is not that interesting?
Just out of all the other stuff we have to get
okay.
to.
Okay. Oh, you mean right now, today? Okay.
I mean, like, I don't know. They're doing the yoga, and mm-hmm. she's like, if it keeps my mom happy, I will spare no expense.
I think Bronwyn, as we've seen, is, like, a people pleaser, even with the ladies. So I feel like she's the same way with her mom. She just says, like, you know, if that's what's going to make her happy, then cool. Like, if she says we're good, then we're good. But even watching her, just every time she's come on the show, her mom's so selfish. Mm. And that really, really, really bothers me because I can only imagine how that can affect you as a kid or as an adult even, you know? I don't think they have a good relationship for
sure.
They
don't.
There's no way they can.
She didn't invite her to her birthday party recently. Her mother was not invited. So
I wonder that.
I don't know what happened there.
Relationship currently, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, let's face it, we've all talked about Bronwyn throughout the season having abandonment issues mm-hmm. about her mom leaving her when she was in a rock band and she was, what, at Whiskey A Go-Go as a
right.
4-year-old sleeping in the office or whatever. And then her mom leaving her, going off to med school.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, as a 5-year-old, which I found shocking, and I'm like, are you serious? Saying she would let herself in
mm-hmm.
to her house? That just doesn't even, I can't imagine a 5-year-old doing that.
Right. Yeah, but it's funny because I feel like the first whole part of the season, they filmed together a lot. So you saw them together a lot. So it seems like they're really on the roads to repairing their
relationship.
So we'll have to see what they...
Yeah.
What she says in the reunion. I do want to jump to Emily and Shane, you guys. I cannot mm-hmm. get over the doctor's office visit where Emily is freaking out because she is notified that she has to have a hip replacement. And she calls Shane on the phone and his reaction...
You let it go on too long. Like,
you
reprimanding
guys.
Her, kind of. Like, I can't.
Is this, like, everything wrong with this relationship is not being there for someone? I mean, can you imagine?
He's threatened by her success.
I think so, too.
He's taken the bar three times.
Definitely.
Three times. So, and she took it the first time and passed. So that's, maybe his male ego is a bit deflated.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand, you know, with him having to take it three times. And here my wife is, she took it one time. And obviously, Emily's the breadwinner.
Definitely.
So...
I just think leave him. Literally, like, what other sign do you need? You know, he's the one nice thing he did was, like, show up to her show in Vegas. But even then, he kind of, like, still shit on her.
Yeah.
Even while he was there. Like,
yeah,
he's just not positive. I've never seen him be positive.
I just can't imagine breaking down to my husband and saying, I have to get surgery, freaking out, and that being his response back to me. Like, it would just be like, you're so unsupportive.
He doesn't feel good about himself. Yeah. And so what he's doing is projecting, his
insecurities.
But also his disappointments. You know, going to law school is no joke. And taking a bar is definitely no joke. So, God, when you fail it three times, but I know a lot of lawyers, some in my family, and I've heard stories of people taking a bar multiple times. So, and I understand a California bar is
the toughest.
Really tough.
Right.
Because you've got so many different elements out here legally in California, with it being such a big state with so many different industries.
Right.
Charlotte Chaz in the live chat says, Emily and Shane need a separation storyline for next season after Grandma Gina's divorce. Emily needs a spine replacement, free that hip surgery.
Oh, my God.
So shady. No, but I feel it's kind of crazy to me, because to me Emily comes off as a very strong, independent, intelligent woman,
mm-hmm.
and even confident, like with that whole like show she did or whatever. Mm-hmm. But with Shane, she just is like
crumbles up.
Yes, it's insane.
It's weird to watch.
And like, why? He's smaller than you. He's clearly less intelligent. I think she makes the money. Not that I know like their whole financial setup, but she seems like she makes all the money.
Yeah, she's the lawyer, yeah.
So it's like, what does he really bring to the table that you need? Like, nothing. Mm-hmm.
She loves her husband. It's obviously to the point where she shows her love more, that she loves him more than he loves her. Right now, or that he shows, but they say in relationships that one person always loves the other person more or less. Mm-hmm. Have you had that experience? Either
yeah.
of you?
Yeah.
Do
you think that there's always a relationship where someone loves the one person more than the other, or that it is possible for people to love
equally? Sure. Absolutely.
I think people can love each other equally, but people show love so differently. Like, mm-hmm. everyone's idea of love mm-hmm. varies.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be equal. It just looks different. Like, mm-hmm. my idea of love, like, I may not want your affection. I may not want you all over me, but I may love you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that, to some people, may not be what love looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It just kind of varies, like, on your love language, I think. That's what I've learned from Oprah recently, podcast.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
What about a relationship between a husband and wife? What you were saying is that you might not love somebody
the same way as they love you.
Yeah, but you were saying, correct me if I'm wrong, you mm-hmm. said physically, or you might not want them.
So how it works is basically that everyone's love language is different.
Mm-hmm.
So some people may really love affection. To some other people, acts of like gestures, or like the time you spend together, or, mm-hmm. or what is it, acts
personal
of kindness?
Touch.
Yeah, personal touch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So all of that varies. So you may love each other equally. It just mm-hmm. looks different. And mm-hmm. sometimes both love languages don't go together.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
I think as long as it's a healthy balance in a relationship where you do have a give and take.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right.
Wow. We don't know what that was, but we were ready to dance.
That is Ryan, our producer.
Ryan's thinking about it.
All right.
Sex.
But, yeah,
whoops.
You're absolutely right, Carla, because some people, like women in particular, we want guys to shower us more with affection. Most women do.
And a lot of men aren't like that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of men will not show you that affection, but they still love you. And then mm-hmm. they may take love, like Carla was saying, your love language is different. A man may show his love by saying, well, I'm working, I'm paying the bills,
yep.
and you don't want for anything, so, you know, lay off of me if I'm watching football 20 hours a day or whatever.
Right.
And I'm not hugging or kissing you when you want me to, or rub your back, you know. So.
You guys, we will be next week back for a relationship podcast, so we're not going to be talking about OC's Housewives.
They can tune in to Blind Date.
Not that I know
show.
Much, but.
Okay, jumping back to Housewives, before we move on, Regina has a couple things to say to us.
Definitely do, guys. We just want to thank you all for supporting us here at AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of talk, TV talk. And we just could not do it without you. Of course, we appreciate you going to iTunes and giving us a 5-star rating. And we absolutely love it when you go to YouTube and you subscribe to all of our channels and give us the thumbs up. Even if it's the thumbs down, it means you care. So we love it. And we do read your comments. And a lot of times we do respond to your comments, especially the good ones. Just joking. But thank you so much for your support here at AfterBuzz TV.
Thank you, Regina. The more you know. Okay, so let's get into the meat of the episode, which is Vicky's engagement party. Okay, so real quick, I thought that the party was decorated super cute. I love the Krispy Kreme donut wall. I thought that they did a good job, or the party planners did a good job.
Yeah, and that was amazing, for sure.
I thought, wasn't this Shannon and Tamara?
Yeah. I know. I'm just making a joke. Like, they hired,
I wasn't that impressed with it.
Really? Yeah. The donut wall?
I don't want any hay at my engagement party.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that for an engagement party, but it looked nice.
It was cute, though. It was a Western theme.
Chic.
Yeah.
I just don't want that kind of party. And Vicky had on a lovely dress.
That's where I'm going here. Fashion. Regina, I want your worst and your best of the ladies.
Vicky was dressed nice. Actually, I kind of like Kelly's outfit.
Okay.
It was nice and glittery.
Okay.
Gina was tacky.
Sorry, we know that.
Oh, my God. It was a mix of what? A cowgirl and...
We don't know.
It was just a
somebody
lot of
on Clueless,
on.
Right?
Carla, your favorite and your least favorite.
I'm going to say same. My, you know what? Actually, I'm between Vicky and Bronwyn because Vicky did look super
Bronwyn
gorgeous in the second
You're
one.
Right.
I liked Bronwyn's. Mm-hmm. Definitely mm-hmm. one of her best looks. Mm-hmm. And Gina, the moment she came on the screen, all of our faces were just like, what?
What is that?
Yeah,
what
snake just skin happened? Is not Western. I mean, I guess there are snakes in...
Okay. No.
It was bad, you
now
guys.
Listen.
It was bad.
And the hair.
Yeah. If
the
Gina...
hair. I didn't know it could get any worse. I didn't know the... But, like, after the extensions came out, it could get any worse. But, like, somehow it did.
God.
I hope Gina doesn't watch
but,
the show.
But, you know, when Gina reminded me of, like, my college days, you know, when you're going out with your girls and you want to look cute, you go into a frat party or wherever. And then one of your girlfriends, you go over to pick them up. And then they walk out. And you're like... Girl, no. Get back to that closet. You know, it's
like
let me
fashion.
Help you pick something out.
It was
you know?
Terrible.
Yeah.
She's a stylist. Like, can we?
Oh my God, she needs a stylist and a makeup artist and a hair.
Are
stylist.
You
everything?
You kidding?
Sure. Live chat. What are they saying? What's going on in there?
Okay, so Kim Can asks a good question. Why did Tamara wait until the end of the party? Or why did she wait till the party to do a meltdown? Which I agree, like, such weird
so
timing.
True. We'll get into that.
And then Charlotte Tara Chaw says, Tamara was a living meme of Homer Simpson disappearing in the bushes. Has anyone seen it?
Yes, yes.
Where he just kind of, like, slides. She looked like such a mess. And then...
So true.
Give Me Shelter goes back to Shane and Emily. I don't know. Shane and Emily share a lot of loss together. I think you're referring to the miscarriages.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And this may just be a marriage hiccup, except it's playing out on TV.
Yeah, we're going to find out. So Kelly shows up to the party, which
I guess
we saw it last week that she was going to be there, but I was still a little bit surprised. Like, if I was Vicky, I'd be kind of angry. I'd be like, don't come to my party, right?
Yeah, why are you invited?
It's so weird that...
I thought she invited her at the last minute.
Well...
No, she was well.
Tamara and Shannon did.
Yeah.
Tamara and Shannon invited her.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of weird. But what did we think of like their awkward moment makeup gift situation? Do you guys just what did you think about that?
Grade school. I'm like, come on now.
It was okay though. Like
it was so awkward.
It was fake.
It was awkward. And what did Kelly keep saying? She's like, I wrote you a note. I wrote you a note.
It was just like, awkward, and it's insane that it takes that much effort to say something kind to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if I don't like you, if you're going through something, like, amazing, like the birth of a child, like engagement, mm-hmm. whatever, out of the kindness of my heart, I have something nice to say, because you, no matter what, like, you should want to see people prosper, you know? So it was weird to see her struggle so much, like, even the rehearsing of it, like, girl, mm-hmm. just say something nice.
Is there any hope for their friendship? Are they going to be friends? Not. Are they done?
Kelly is the type of person that she has such a strong personality that she will push away good people. Mm-hmm. That will never come back in her circle. Mm-hmm. I mean, she could just be darn right. Like she said tonight, she was like a dude. Well, to me, a woman being like a dude, and let me clean this up. As far as like an attitude, like I guess she's saying like she's really strong and doesn't care and flip it, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. She meant by that. I think we got that, you know, connotation of what she meant. But to me, it's just not cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Justin Joy mm-hmm. on the live chat says it had to be contractual obligations, which I agree, because that was like technically
that was
the
final
part.
Thing. Yes. Oh my God. Such a good point.
Thank you.
That has to be it. Okay. Yeah. I was like, okay, so moving on. Let's get into the fight between Tamara and versus everyone.
That was just bizarre. It kind of like, I feel like the alcohol is what does it for her. Like every time she drinks, it just goes downhill.
Yeah, I felt uncomfortable. Like I was kind of cringing to myself watching it, because you could kind of see the demise throughout the night. Like obviously they showed it, but her drinks, and then she goes up and then she makes that awkward, she says that thing and it doesn't make any sense to what the girls are talking about. They all kind of look at her like, what are
the
you doing? Yeah.
When she went to hide in the bushes, I thought that was totally fake. She sounded like she was laughing, giggling, and not crying. And when Gina went over there to pull her out, she didn't look like she was crying to me. She looked like, you know, from earlier, and it wasn't really like a real, like, you know, tears galore where she needed a tissue. I just thought it was fake. I think it was just something that she was told to do, but I can understand why she was upset, because that lawsuit is no joke.
But she got in the lawsuit by herself.
Okay, we talked about this quickly. When we were watching the show, it's not really Kelly's fault. Yes, Kelly tagged Jim Bellino in an Instagram post, but like, it's not like he wouldn't have been able to find that information without the tag, or it's not like somebody else wouldn't have tagged him. Mm-hmm. Like, they spoke on a public platform. How can you just blame Kelly for that, for getting...
what you did on the podcast.
Right.
Makes no sense.
Am I missing something? I don't know.
But she said Kelly reached out to Jim behind her back, remember?
Yeah, I think that's what she was most mad at, but that really doesn't change anything about the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. Kim Kan says all she was saying is, you don't understand. I think the only thing she's really crying about is the money she's mm-hmm. lost. I think that's really it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I lost $100,000, I'd be pissed too.
And you heard what Gina said. She was like, you don't understand. Yeah, I don't have it.
Right, but like, wrong time to get freaked out and crying. And I think that she was really crying, but I think that she had a little like tantrum where she runs away and is like, fuck you, don't follow me, which she's done so many times.
Oh, that was a good imitation.
Thank you.
Angela Session says, I agree, Tamara was not crying. It was put on to gain sympathy.
Thank you.
I agree too.
Hmm. Yeah.
And then how about everyone ganging up on Gina?
Like, poor Gina.
Tyson Migas just screaming at her like, you don't understand. And she's just sitting there like, she was just trying to help Tamara make her feel better.
Well, at that point in time, Gina was in a good space, because she felt like she's got her man back and he's meeting her at the after party later. So she was like taking it all in stride.
I just think, at what point do you take accountability for anything? Like, they're all, Vicky, Shannon, Tamara, they're all, like, the biggest victims of life. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
I can't.
I mean, I have a couple things I want to just jump to. How do we feel when Kelly said, are you that dumb, to Bronwyn?
Uncalled for. Poor Bronwyn.
Shane said the same thing to her. Remember, I reported that in the news. He said that to her when he first met her on the set.
Oh, yeah.
And, filming had taken a break, and he said,
wait, Shane to who?
Shane told Bronwyn.
Oh.
He said, are you really that dumb, or are you acting,
remember that?
Something like that,
acting it. I remember this.
Yeah.
It was like at the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We've never really seen Kelly go against Bronwyn that much, so that was kind of like a weird...
Because they're friends.
I feel like they're very close.
Yeah.
How did we feel when Emily was kind of pressuring Shane to check the test results? Not test results, the bar exam results at 6 p.m. She's like, are you going to check it? Are you going to check it?
It's 5:45.
Like, I mean, I was just thinking, okay, here is kind of where we're seeing Emily kind of give it back to him a little bit, because... Clearly, it's not the time and place to check it when you're at an engagement party, because what if the results are bad? You're not going to want to see that right there and then, you know, try to go on with the rest of the night. So I thought that was a little bit, like, a little shady of Emily.
I think it was insensitive, but maybe she really thought he was going to pass.
Yeah.
I mean, after your third time and the lengths he went to study. You know what? Now I'm really thinking that, like, the whole getting the hotel and, like, taking time to himself, like, were you really studying?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of weird now. Like, you didn't pass. You had all that alone time. What were you doing?
He doesn't seem like a cheater to me, but who knows these days.
I mean, I don't know.
I think he already knew.
Yeah, I think so, too. He had to have known because he got very defensive. I feel like even, like, if he thought there was, like, a chance, he might be, like, excited. Like, oh, it comes out today. Like, let's check, you know? Mm-hmm. But there was, like, no chance.
And he wasn't happy. He hasn't been happy this whole season.
Mm-hmm.
She really hasn't been happy. I mean, she's had her girlfriends, but, you know, I can kind of feel for him. I mean, I don't like the way he treats his wife, who is very supportive of him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is something, a dream that you have, and this is the third time you've taken it, and you've failed. But if you want something bad enough, you just keep going for it.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
do we think that Steve and Vicky are going to last?
Oh my God.
Live chat, I want to hear what you think. Are Steve and Vicky going to last?
Well, back to live chat. Charlotte Tara Chaw says Tamara was a buzzkill. Girl needs to go. I agree.
Like,
you're ruining your friend's party. Yeah. Get over yourself. Mm. And then she says Bronwyn is not dumb. She's just clueless, which I might agree with too.
Okay.
Sorry, what was your question?
I want to know if Steve and Vicky are going to last.
Oh, honestly, I think so. I think he's, like, the perfect balance for her. Because, like, she's so much, and he kind of just sits there and, like, at most, like, will ignore her or just laugh it off, which I feel like is pretty normal. This better be it. If not, like, just give up.
Third time is a charm, right?
I think her love tank is finally full. I love him with her. I think you hit the nail on the coffin.
Yes.
But there's a perfect balance. Like, she's super intense and, you know, and he's more chill.
And he's in law enforcement. Not that means he can't be, you know, chilled or intense. But anyways, you know, when somebody said to him, I think they need you out there. And he said, no. He wasn't going out there involved with that mess.
I love how he kind of just says no to it and doesn't involve himself with
it. Yeah, he rises above it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Before we get into our news and gossip, are there any final moments we have of this episode specifically that you guys wanted to touch on that we didn't talk about?
Final moments.
Ooh, Shannon and Duff.
Yes.
Okay. That was his name, right?
Yeah. Yes, it was Duff.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he was hot. Like, I remembered him. Yeah. Well, I didn't remember. I didn't recognize him. But then when they obviously showed.
He looked familiar.
Yeah, but he isn't. I hate how men age so
Vicky.
Well. I know. And he was Tammy's ex-husband, and she was on season one.
Mm-hmm.
So funny.
I thought. Oh, so when they were first on their date, I was like, oh, I like him for her. I like forward people. I don't know why. I think they're just.
Yeah.
I like people just say what they think. Like, I don't know. I like the honesty. But then at the party, when Kelly was like, you've been all around Newport, and he kind of just goes along with it like it's true. I'm like, okay, ooh, you're done. No, I don't like you.
What was he supposed to do? Like,
no, just be like, oh, I don't know. Try to be a little decent for your date. That's embarrassing.
That's.
That
would make me think twice if I was Shannon. But one thing Shannon did say was that she wasn't trying to rush into a new relationship, but of course now she has. But she told him, "You're not getting anything or commitment out of a dinner date." you know, but I just think there were no sparks flying between the two of them.
I just love how Shannon's had a different man every episode. Like,
and she just, like,
I'm not even lying. I love that. And now she currently has a different boyfriend. Like, go right. Shannon.
Yeah.
Get on with
the live chat. Todd Beaton says that Steve doesn't look like he loves Vicky. I was kind of thinking the same thing, but I think maybe he's just that mellow.
Yeah.
That it's just, it comes off that way.
That's his personality.
He's just really masculine. You know?
Yeah, I think Steve is chill. I don't think everyone has to be just like we were talking about earlier. Just because your love language isn't shouting out to the world that you love somebody doesn't mean that you don't love somebody.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. You know? Like, on social media, there's people that, like, post all day long, like, paragraphs and love letters. I would literally be like, can you just write that down and hand it to me in a card? I'd really appreciate that 100 times more.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I think it's fake when it's on social media.
And then Angela Sessions says, I hate to use this term, but I think that Shane is mentally abusive toward Emily. He doesn't seem to care about her feelings at all. I 100% wow. agree with that.
Wow.
Kim Can says, does anyone think Shane really wants to be an attorney? And I was thinking that as you guys were talking, I don't think he wants to be.
I hope so. What the heck is he doing
Why
then?
Did he go to law school? Law school is not easy.
Yeah, you don't just go to law school.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, his parents are also lawyers. So I think it's just like in their family kind of thing where it's like, oh, my dad was a doctor, so I have to go be a doctor. But I doubt he really wants it, because earlier in the live chat, I didn't mention this, but someone mentioned that the family helps Emily and Shane out, and that they're loaded. So that's why they live such a comfortable life. Which makes sense. If you're living that comfortably, do you really even need to be a lawyer, you know? Like, you can just be whatever he does, like social work or whatever he does from home.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, maybe he's just spoiled.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's working hard for it. At least that's what it's portrayed to me, at least. He's, like, going away and studying by himself. I mean, taking the bar 3 times?
I don't know.
3 times.
All right.
But, hey.
Without further ado, Regina, let's get into some news and gossip.
Okay. TV news. So, don't know if you know or not, but Ramona Singer of The Real Housewives of New York is the person who set up Kelly Dowd with her new fiancé, Rick Levensaw. And according to Kelly, Ramona is going to officiate her wedding. Is that right? Let me see. Let me make sure. No, Ramona's going to be part of the bridal party. And another housewife, Dorinda Medley, will preside over the ceremony. She said after Kelly got engaged to Rick, she begged her to please officiate my ceremony. And, of course, we all know that Kelly is hoping to move to New York and become the newest cast member of The Real Housewives of New York.
That'd be great.
Well, we'll see if that happens. And moving along, things on the first reunion show got so heated that Vicky ran off and told them to stop the cameras rolling because she was not going to let all of the salacious things that were being said about her get to air. Because we all know that Vicky says so many hurtful things and lies have been said about her that she's fearful of it hurting her career and her personal life. And we know earlier in the season, Vicky did file a lawsuit against Kelly Dowd and the producers of the show, but that has been withdrawn. So we'll have to watch that reunion show to see how heated up things got. And last but not least, there's happy news for Tamara as she recently revealed that her 2 sons have decided to bury the hatchet despite their differing political views and try a little brotherly love instead. So, how's that for a wonderful holiday season for Tamara and her family? The thing is, we hope it lasts. I mean, we do have an election coming up.
That's
the news.
Thank you, Regina.
You're welcome.
Okay, live chat, I want to hear your shady moment of the week, and I want to hear predictions for the reunion because it's going to get extra shady.
Juicy.
So now, where's the Slim Shady music, Ryan? Okay.
You love this.
Let's get to the shady moment of the week. Carla, let's start with you.
Okay, mine is, I don't know if I am
thinking of the right person, but I'm going to say it was Billy, was talking to Tamara and was like, oh, Steve's mom doesn't think that they're a good match.
Yes.
And I was like, why are you saying that at the engagement party while everyone is drinking? Like, I was thinking, worst case scenario, it was going to get back to Vicky and it was going to be like World War III.
That's like very Tamara of him to do, right?
Yeah, like, I was just like, this is like the worst timing ever. Like, why are you talking about this now on camera? Like, this just looks so bad. Then it got me thinking, like, does his family even like you? Like, it was just weird. I was like, the timing is off.
So true. And especially it's Vicky's brother. Like, you think that he would be supportive and keep that information to himself, right?
Yeah, it was so shady.
Shady. Regina.
Well, I thought it was shady when Tamara ran over to Kelly and the rest of the girls and said, what are you all laughing about? And they kind of gave her that look, like the deer in the headlights look.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was cold.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
I would have done the same thing if I were them. Like, if someone came over and spoke gibberish to me while we were all having a good time, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'd be like,
right?
What are you on? Give me some.
I mean, you're supposed to be my friends. I mean, at least say, you know.
But they weren't even talking about her. They were literally just having fun. So when she walked over and was, like, being, like, a lunatic, I would have been like, you're weird. Go away.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I
have you ever said something like that to a friend?
You're absolutely.
Weird,
I said, you're
and
weird.
And they're still your friend.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to be honest with people. Like, some people don't know how to drink, and they just need to hear it.
That used to be me not that long ago.
That used to be
me. Okay. I was a big drinker in college. Like, that's why I was, like, cringing when I was watching it. I was like, oh, my God, this is me in college. Okay, you guys, both of my shady moments, oddly, involved death. My first shady moment was when he was on a date with Shannon, and he said, back it up a year. What happened? And he was, like, referring to her a year ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was, like, edited and chopped to sound worse. Mm-hmm. But if he was referring to her as a year ago, like, what happened with you? That would have been super shady. Second, we talked about this earlier, but when Kelly said, you get around like a record. Super shady. Like,
very. Yes, I agree.
Damn.
And, like, let's face it. Kelly should be the last one to talk.
The tree.
And then she's
back to episode one. And, Full circle.
My thing is this. If you gotta, like, recite something that your anger management coach told you to say to a person, you aren't being genuine and you aren't really ready to apologize. If it can't come from the heart, keep it.
Totally.
You know?
Todd Beaton says Tamara will get called out on everything, referring to the finale. And yes. Sue Pangayo, I'm going to say, she gives a season of 4, boring and predictable most of the time.
Kind of true.
I agree.
The finale was so disappointing.
It was a little disappointing. So it's hard because it's a reunion, but predictions for the reunion? Let's get into
it. After Buzz TV predictions.
Regina, what do you think?
Well, I just want to add a little P.S. on the episode. I thought the exciting part was when
Shannon burned
hair.
Her hair.
Fake hair in the candle.
Caught on fire, and then Vicky doused it with tequila to only make it explode more, putting it in some alcohol.
And it was blowing on it.
MVP of the episode. Yeah. MVP moment.
But I'm predicting that we've already heard that they're going for the juggler for the reunion. But it's going to be interesting to see about season 15. I'm predicting Vicky will be back.
Ooh, as a main character just a friend still?
No, as a main wife. Because Vicky still has it. She's got a new storyline coming up, getting married. And they're going to keep that dynamic going between her and Kelly. Are you kidding me?
That's a good prediction. Yeah. I'm interested to see what happens. Carla?
I think all fingers are going to go pointing to Tamara from everyone. Mm. They have to, because she's literally thrown every single person under the bus, including her, Trace Amigas. So I think that's going to happen. And then I'm hoping we get some details on everyone's love life, like Shannon, Gina. I want some information on that.
Yeah. I mean, I just cannot wait to see them come for Tamara. I know that sounds bad, but I think she has been stirring the pot so much this entire season that it's time for it to all come out. And honestly, this isn't really a prediction, but I just can't wait to hear about the update of Gina and Matt and, like, what happened with the case and what she thinks about it, because that is some serious juice.
And is she going to stay in the relationship?
Well, she has a new boyfriend.
He's cute, too. God.
Yeah, yeah, she's a new boyfriend. That's right. Yeah, so she's moved on, but I want to hear about, like, the details of her husband driving
around. That's the thing, too, about the show. The season is, like, their news came out ahead of
what we were watching.
Everything was not in sync.
Well, that's the problem, is the Housewives, they shoot so far in advance that when you're watching it, it's been, like, 9 months to a year or so. Yeah.
I have one more prediction.
Yes.
Emily's going to be defending Shane till the end.
Okay.
And I'm going to, like, it's one of those things where you, like, you hate to see it, but it's like, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, she's going to. I have a feeling she's going to defend him.
I'm going to go against that and say that Emily is going to reach her boiling point with Shane, because Shane is going to get worse.
I think she's going to admit the wrongdoing and how he's making her feel, but I think that she's going to stand by him and say that they're working on it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No, we'll see.
All right, well, I think it's tomorrow night, right?
Yeah,
it starts tomorrow.
So we don't have to wait too long. You guys, thank you so much for watching with us. We really appreciate you. Regina, where can we find you on social media?
Well, first of all, guys, watch Blind Date. It is so juicy. Oh, God, these people. It's tough out there, ladies, for you single folks. But anyway, watch Blind Date.
I know it is.
I think I'm going to bring these two on and talk about their love life on my show.
I love that.
Blind Date, Sundays at 2. Watch it here on AfterBuzz TV. You can find me at Regina Cole's Instagram or Twitter. Bye.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or tweet me at Shanti Christina. Thank you guys so much for watching. We've had such a great time with you this season. We will see you next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.